Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. In the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is The Adam Project. It is a 2022 action time travel film starring Ryan Reynolds and Mark Ruffalo. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was my cup of tea. It was heartwarming, it had some good action. I was compelled the entire time. What about you?
I really enjoyed the film too. It's a really fun sci-fi film with a really strong heart and a really great family story wrapped around all the sci-fi elements.
So Tim, what's this one about?
The film follows a hotshot pilot from the future who goes back in time to save history and encounters his younger self and his long-lost father. Mike, you say this was your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
I'm going to start with what surprised me most about this movie, Tim.
Yep.
It had an awesome emotional core.
Yeah.
I knew I was signing up for a fun action time travel movie, but I was surprised by how emotional this movie was, and it had several scenes that made me almost move to tears.
Yeah.
You know, there was some really great storytelling, some really great themes being explored that were really resonant for me. That surprised me. I didn't know that was going to be here, and I love that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that too. That family dynamic is fantastic. Ryan Reynolds is the lead here, and if you like Ryan Reynolds, you're really going to enjoy this. He does his usual kind of Ryan Reynolds shtick, but he has a lot more heart, a lot more pathos, and he brings genuine emotion out of me, especially in several scenes toward the end. I was really surprised by that, and I was compelled all the way through.
Another thing that really worked for me, Tim, was a good explanation of time travel.
Yeah.
How many movies have we seen where when time travel is involved, there's a big whiteboard and the scientists are techno-babbling about how the event horizon and the wormholes or whatever happen.
Yeah, yeah.
This movie got through that so cleanly, and yet I knew exactly what their perspective was. It was one of the most elegant and crisp explanations of time travel in a movie that I've seen in a long time.
We're talking about heart, we're talking about sci-fi trappings. The action. This is an action movie, and the action is really fun. It's not overly taxing, like a John Wick. It's not super intense, but it's not light and fluffy and poorly executed. There's some creativity on display. They use some really fun future technology. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the action in this movie. Michael, was there anything about the film that didn't work for you?
If you don't like Ryan Reynolds, you're not going to like this movie. Ryan Reynolds is doing his thing here, and he's riffing and he's bantering. On top of that, most of the movie, he's with his 12-year-old self. So there's two Ryan Reynolds. So if you don't like one, you're definitely not going to like two. So that'd be my call out. I personally enjoyed it. I really enjoy Ryan Reynolds when he's doing his thing, but if that's not for you, you're definitely not going to enjoy this.
The only thing I would say is that it is fairly derivative. There's elements from other movies here. It's really just Back to the Future with lightsabers. There's stuff we've seen in other movies. And if you don't buy into, I think, the family story and the real heart of the movie, all you're going to be doing is going, I've seen that before. I've seen that before. You know, I think if you're not compelled by the narrative, all you're going to see is references to other movies. So, Michael, when should somebody watch the film?
This movie's a great family movie, Tim. I was just thinking about how much fun this would be to watch with my parents. So I think that would be the perfect setting for something like this.
I got the same impression from it. It feels like a family movie where there's a little something for everybody. And yeah, there's a lot of heart and a lot of emotion on display, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.